Fantastic year, young man.
Kid, you want to break down the touchdown yesterday?
Well, first of all, let's even break down the awesomeness as we go ahead and take a little picture. But let's break down the awesomeness of the climbing the ladder over Joe Hayden's head.
How about that?
For a big play snag down a football field.
You know, we had a conversion route.
Sure.
You know, it wasn't intended to be a deep route, but it ended up being one. And, Joe threw the ball where only I could get it. You know, so just went up, jumped up, made the catch, you know, met it with my hands and, you know, was able to bring it down.
You talk about growing every week as a receiver. And when we break down the games and we talk about, you know, the different routes that the receiving corps has done, I continually marvel at how you have just added so many different facets to your repertoire as a wide receiver. Talk about just that process of getting better each and every week.
Just comes with time, you know, and also just working hard as well. And you know, always give credit to our receivers coach, even though he hates it. You know, Jim Hossa, he's tough on us, and, you know, he's a technician. He teaches us how to, you know, become polished wide receivers, and also just watching Anquan. You know, he's one of the best route runners in the league, and, you know, being around those two has definitely helped me out a lot.
You know, you going back to the game-winning touchdown that sealed the deal for you guys, your route, you were so patient on it as you did the little end cut, but the awareness of realizing that it was man-to-man coverage and that the DB overcommitted to the inside, when you sensed that, what was going through your mind as that play was being unfolded?
I was a little patient because I thought Q was getting pressed. So, you know, if I would have darted in there, his guy could possibly drop off just in case it wasn't man. You know, I thought it was man. You know, sometimes they could play in and out. And, you know, Q was pushing vertical enough, and the guy bounced off him. Popped out, so I figured, you know, I'll probably get about 6 yards when I caught the ball. But we needed 10 for the first. And I went in and I felt them, you know, kind of coming over my shoulder, stuck my foot in the ground and went back outside. And, you know, it's funny. The coaches are like, well, we don't teach you to go there. We teach you to go up in that funnel. Yeah. That Anquan just cleared out. But, you know, it was just playing football.
Yeah.
And, Tori, I do want to congratulate you on your engagement.
Thank you.
And it was only a few weeks ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Big time congratulations. Chanel. Got to give a shout-out to my girl, Chanel.
You guys have a wedding date yet?
Excuse me?
Do you have a wedding date yet?
No, we're still working on all that stuff, all the details. I'm sure that won't be very fun for me, but, you know, she's looking forward to it.
You're going to get married here in Maryland, or where is she from? Maryland, right?
We'll definitely probably do it in Maryland.
Okay.
Maybe possibly even here, you know, because I'm from Virginia. She's from Pennsylvania. This is the midpoint.
Yeah, it is.
Right, so, right.
It's the midpoint.
Don't be surprised if you have the wedding in Pennsylvania. I'm just saying. Like, oh, yeah, baby, I changed my mind again. I got the dress. We got the venue. It's up in PA. Holla. Send out the invites.
We'll see.
When you look at yesterday or Sunday's game and yesterday's game, talking about the running game and the first two drives where you guys really did a fantastic job of giving the ball to Ray, giving the ball to Bernard Pierce. Part of it has to do with downfield blocking. Talk about that as far as your game as being a wide receiver.
You know, in order to play receiver in this offense, you have to be able to block. You know, Ray Rice is our guy. You know, on our offensive line, you know, the way they block their physical, we're built around running the ball. We just so happen to have a quarterback that can throw it. You know, It's still the Baltimore Ravens. We're still a tough physical football team. And, you know, we're built around our run game. So as a receiver, you know, we need to be able to block for our guys. And that's how you generally get the long runs. You know, and nothing's more embarrassing. I think being the guy that blows your block in open field is more embarrassing than dropping the ball.
Yeah.
You know, because everyone can see it. All eyes are on you. And, you know, it could be a long run, and, you know, you just mess it up. And you know, it's tough, and I look forward to it. It's a different challenge, and, you know, watching film on other guys around the league, not everyone does it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tori Smith and Bryant McKinney, great stuff.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you guys down the line a little bit. Appreciate it. We'll come back with more next year on a Purple Evening on WBAL.